Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting.
Yeah. You can't just be a cover guy and play in this defense.
Well, that I get. Basically, is we don't look for cover guys. Kind of want you to look for cover guys.
Well, but he said that's part of the job. It's not like they're ignoring it. But I think what he means by that is if you can only cover, we're not interested.
Well, here's where I mean, supporting the run is always huge. And I lump the screen pass, the wide receiver screen, in the same category. You know, when you get the bunch receivers up to the one side and they throw it, two guys are blocking, one guy's catching it. That's a play that gets blown up a ton in the NFL and in college by really good defensive backs that sniff it out and say, I'm hell-bent in getting to the guy's going to get the football.
Right.
And it's a tackle for loss waiting to happen. Or it's a big-ass game waiting to happen. So it's very tough to play that play. But it's such a high-risk reward that I think that's where I look at that. We've seen Arnold make plays like that before, but that's like – there's a Brian Branch kind of showed up on the map, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just diving through people to get to the ball carrier and take him down. And to have a secondary that feels that, and that's what they're preaching there, I'm here for it.
All right, final thing from Calvin Shepard. This is about the rush defense and what he needs to see from them to get better. I don't recommend a 10-man box, but one free safety.
No, I don't either. Just waiting for the uncensored. I think that if anything, at times it's been maybe it was just because of what I saw against the Vikings. But the Vikings game was a little disappointing to see them get gashed like they did early on in that game. Aaron Jones was all over the place.
He got mad when somebody said you got gashed against the Vikings. Said, no, let's start with, I didn't think we got gashed.
Well, I would start with, I think in the first half, it looked like that. They ripped off some big runs against the Detroit Lions.
I'm just telling you, now you have beef with Calvin Shepard. Or maybe, sorry, he has beef with you, just so you know.
I don't want to have beef with me.
Well, you used a term he did not like. I think it was Birchie that asked him the question. We'll ask Birchie about that in 10 minutes. All right, John Morton, offensive coordinator. We've talked a lot about the problems, so the question is, how do you fix it? Here's what the offensive coordinator said. So, look, I think this is a big game for him. You mentioned Hank Fraley. It's a big game for him. It's honestly a big game for Dan Campbell as well. Like, Dan Campbell oversees all of it. I'll say one thing about John Morton or Calvin Shepard or Dave Phipp or any coordinator that works in Detroit. If Dan Campbell doesn't think you're doing the job, he'll replace you. And he'll replace you midseason. So any angst that you have or whatever, and you know, I've...
It's not just coordinators. It's any coach.
It was the defensive back coach you replaced a few years ago. He's not afraid to make difficult decisions.
No.
And that should make us all feel a little bit better. And, you know, there is a guy in-house who called plays and did a pretty good job of it. It was Dan Campbell himself. Right. I'm not there yet. I do think it'd be a good week to have a good day at the office if you're John Morton.
I'm nowhere near there. I think that the problems are obvious, the difference between last year and this year, and hopefully they can just get better with what they have, because there's trade deadline came and went. You didn't go in at. So, I mean, they added players to the practice squad, but they didn't go out and trade for a starter or an upgrade. So,
Scott, we talked about how they were really three catastrophic mistakes away from maybe winning that game. The fumble deep in their own territory, the kick return allowed to the plus 36, and the blocked field goal, which Correct. Turned into points for Minnesota. These are catastrophic mistakes that I don't expect are going to happen. When Dave Phipp talked to the media, we didn't pull any of the sound. He did say something that was really interesting. When the Lions kick it off, going into the Minnesota game, the average starting field position for the returning team, whoever they were kicking to, was the sixth best in the NFL. So through the first, 7 weeks of the season, they were damn good at kickoff coverage. And that one game alone, that was taking them out of the top 10 because they gave up the super long return. But that also tells me this is not an issue that's reared its ugly head more than once. And because of that, I'm confident that those special teams errors just happened to happen on the same day. But I like where they are at with special teams. And oh, by the way, they're getting some special team performers back. They'll be getting Malcolm Rodriguez back, Craig Reynolds back. Guys that help out.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between making mistakes and making uncharacteristic mistakes. And yep. I think these were uncharacteristic.
Agree.
Along with a drop pass or two that you see from players you don't expect to drop passes. So because they're uncharacteristic, I think those are easily cleaned up. You don't expect those to happen. They happen, and they happen in the same game. And when you make those mistakes in the same game in a short span, you're not likely to win.
The Birchie Kid from Allen Park, straight ahead on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.